This is Ozarks at Large. You've tried everything to get your unruly pug, collie, or poodle to stop chewing, to stop pulling on the leash, or worse. It could be time for a canine behavioral specialist. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich takes us to the Northwest Arkansas School for Dogs in Fayetteville.
Shanti Stedham, along with assistant Amanda Dendler, teach good manners and skills to a dozen dogs or more on any given day at Northwest Arkansas School for Dogs on East Township in Midtown Fayetteville. The class is on recess, dogs hanging out and tussling in the large playroom. Shanti Stedham brings four-month-old Ivar, a lab border collie mix, next door into the training facility to show off some technique. The school was established in 2015, but recently relocated here and is under renovation, so a little bit noisy. In her hand, Stedham holds the key to good behavior training.
So this is a clicker. It marks the exact moment a behavior happens.
The rewards in this case are tiny bits of kibble used to motivate good behavior. For example, leaving stuff alone.
And the concept for leave it is look away from, stop trying to take it, look at me, anything other than trying to take the behavior. So the way that we would train that, for example, is Ivar. We're going to show him a treat wrapped in my fist. I'm going to offer it to him. And when he stops trying to get me to open my hand, I'll click and my hand will open. If you notice, I'm not saying the cue for the behavior yet. I want to get the behavior reliable, and then we'll name the behavior or put it on cue.
She holds a treat in her fist high in the air. Ivar doesn't jump up. He sits, looks up, and considers his options.
Oh, that! When you made the clicky noise when I put my bottom on the ground? That's what you want? Oh, I can do that! And it really does, when you watch a dog learning with this method of marker training, force-free, and it uses operant conditioning, realistically. It's amazing when you watch the little eyes light up because they figured it out. It's like opening a door in their mind to a new way of thinking. Ivar, come. Good boy, good boy. So my come when called, when I ask a dog to come, and he was on the other side of the room, so he was 25 feet away, my goal is to have the dog come across the room, touch my hand with their face, so there's some contact, and then I can capture the dog. So that's my behavior for my come when called.
Ivar, who declined an interview, tracks Stedham's every move.
What I've found since I started working with dogs back in 96-7 is that every dog's personality is different. Today we have dogs that are really outgoing and confident. We also have dogs that are shy. So we have to take that into consideration when we introduce them to playmates, as well as when we introduce them to training.
Shanti Stedham, a trained speech pathologist, was working as a massage therapist when she decided to become a dog behavioral specialist.
I'm a graduate of the Karen Pryor Academy, which is a positive reinforcement dog training academy.
Stedham says there are no bad dogs.
Yeah, so basically what we offer here and sort of my philosophy on how to get behaviors is I want to train happy. That's really my thing. If you're not having a good time, don't train. So if we can train behaviors with a happy mindset and high rates of reinforcement, meaning I'm going to pay you a lot to do the right thing, the dogs will then start making the choice to offer the good behavior, which then takes the place of the bad behavior.
The school employs positive reinforcement.
I don't want to call it a genre of training, but it is essentially what we're looking for is to access the dog's cognitive capabilities, open doorways for communication where it's so clear that they choose to engage with you and they choose to learn.
Housebreaking 101 is a core class for puppies.
What we don't do is we don't punish the behavior. We take that as an opportunity for us to recognize that we missed the opportunity to take him out to go potty. When they're really young, you keep them on a very tight schedule. Every 20 to 30 minutes, you might need to take them outside until they learn that the potty area is outside.
And leash compliance is part of the curriculum.
Within leash walking, we not only worry about the dog walking in a relaxed position on our side, I also want to train the dog that if there's any pressure on their body from the leash, that should be a cue to give in pressure. So it's called compliance, and I want the dog to comply without me having to ask or pull or tug or yank or anything. There are tools that we do use. We use a non-aversive, no-pull harness, and it is just a tool to start teaching the dog the foundation skills needed to go for a polite leash walk, because this is such a beautiful area, and it's such a dog-friendly town. I want to be able to take my dog everywhere, to the local cafes, out on the trails, everywhere.
Stedham recommends owners acclimate puppies to crates when absent until they learn to maintain some self-control.
The majority of time it's a physiological need for them to chew. So we provide, as you see around here, there's toys everywhere. And as soon as the puppy would either put their mouth on their human or an object they're not supposed to have, we would immediately replace it with the toy and encourage play with the toy. So we would make the toy come alive. We would say, good puppy, get it, get it, get it.
The trainer's facial expression, she says, and voice tone also matter.
Now remember, dogs don't speak. They bark with each other and they make vocalizations, but the majority of their communication is nonverbal. So they're watching our entire body. If every time I say sit, I drop my chin to my chest, they're going to think that that's part of the cue for the behavior. If every time I raise my eyebrows, I ask for a particular behavior, they're going to consider this facial expression as part of the cue for a behavior. I can essentially show you how to get a dog to offer a behavior, because I want you to do the exact same thing. I just want you to flick your wrist up for a sit. I want you to push your hand towards the floor for a down.
Dogs who attend school, she says, work in a classroom setting which instills socialization and reduces aggression. The school offers private in-home training as well and also works with foster and adopted dogs.
So what we find is that it generally takes about 3 months for dogs to acclimate into their new homes. So I work with a handful of different rescue organizations in the area, and we're putting together a program where we're actually going to foster the fosters and help them learn some advanced techniques for helping dogs that are in their system. But we help them learn the basic behaviors. We help them tackle any behavioral issues the pups may have or older dogs may have in the foster's system.
Shanti Stedham teaches older dogs, too. Dog owners are required to drop off their furry children in the morning and pick them up late afternoon. Dogs get lunch and 2 training sessions per day.
And what we do in the training program is we have 10 or 11 behaviors that we train. And then once they're through that training program, we can offer them maintenance day school, where they come practice those behaviors and play with their friends.
Several dog daycare facilities in the region offer dog obedience training, but Northwest Arkansas School for Dogs is dedicated to solely being a canine behavioral academy. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.